You made me come and sing. By the way, my mother says hello. She's doing pretty good. We went back at Christmas time to see her, and she's hanging in there. She's hanging in there. If you notice, some of the songs that I sing are oldies. That's because I'm old. I'll let Ryan take care of the young stuff, you know. But this is one of my favorites. One of many, I guess you can say.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. You never know what you're going to learn when you come to the service. I learned something this morning I did not know. Terry West is old. Gee, I never would have guessed. Stand with me, if you would, please, out of the respect for God's word this morning as we read from the scripture. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. We're just going to read verse 8 and 9 for right now. Follow along with me if you would. If you do not have a copy of the Word of God, there should be one under the chair right in front of you. Go ahead and use that while you're here. We just ask that you'll leave it, put it back in its rightful place so someone can use it next time. Okay, the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. Let's begin to read there. In verse number 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Excuse me. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Pray with me, if you would, please. Heavenly Father, as we come to this time of the worship service, we pray, dear God, that you might anoint my speaking this morning, dear God, that you would help me to say the things that need to be said. Lord, that you would that the message would go forth that is needed today. Lord, I pray also for the hearer, that you might anoint their hearing today, that they would be spirit-filled, that they would hear and absorb what is being said, and Lord, that they would act upon it accordingly. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for all that you do in our lives. We pray for anybody who might be in the sound of this message that, Lord, if they need Christ, that they would come to Jesus today in fullness of salvation, knowing and understanding that they are a sinner who needs salvation, who needs redeemed, and, Lord, that they would invite Jesus Christ into their heart today. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you so very much, and be seated if you would, please. Last week, the first Sunday of the year, I preached a message on the idea of priorities for 2018. What are your priorities? And if you would like to have a copy of that, please see Brother Bob. He'll be glad to make a copy for you. We do ask for a donation for that, and we'll talk about that at the end of the service this morning. But if you would like to have a copy of that, we certainly want to make it available to you. This morning, I want to deal with this idea this morning. Being prepared in 2018. Being prepared in 2018. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to discuss three things with you this morning about what it means to be being prepared here in this brand new year of 2018. One of the greatest challenges in life is to be prepared for whatever comes our way. In the event of some natural disasters, we can be prepared ahead of time. What am I talking about? Well, if you live in an area of the country along the coast, especially the southern coast and the east coast, you might be prepared for hurricanes because they have a tendency of doing that and being very destructive. We saw that over this last hurricane season. And so if you live in an area where hurricanes happen, then you might want to be prepared with supplies. You might want to be prepared to board up your windows in the event that you get hit by the storm. And then in severe circumstances, you might want to leave and go to higher ground because that is part of the preparation. If you live in Tornado Alley in America, it is a good idea to provide ahead of time some provision, some access to maybe a storm shelter or something of that nature so that you can be prepared in the events. Now, we don't have the warning with a tornado that we have days in advance with a hurricane that allows people to get out of its path. So you have to be even more prepared. You have to have a place to go to so that you can have shelter from the storm and some sustenance that will help you in the event that you're not found for some period of time. So when it comes to natural disasters, people are aware if they live in earthquake zones, they take special preparation in the building of their properties to make sure that the foundation will hold up to the shaking of an earthquake if you happen to live in that type of a zone. So there are things that can be done in the preparation of your home, your property, those kinds of things. Maybe have an earthquake kit that is available and have access to in the event that those things happened. I was in Fort Ord, California in 1970 when I was inducted into the Army. And while I was there, we had an earthquake in that region. And it is an eye-opener for sure. And so there are things that can be done, physically speaking, to be ready should there be some kind of natural disaster. Well, the idea this morning is not to be prepared in the event of a natural disaster, but I want you to be prepared spiritually today for disasters that will come. And so the first thing that we want to discuss this morning is to prepare for the battle, the spiritual battle. Now, it's not a matter of if there will be a spiritual battle in 2018. It is only a matter of when it will be. Now, it will be different for most of us. Sometimes it can be a personal disaster. Sometimes it can be our health. Sometimes it can be extended family. Sometimes it can be a loss of a loved one. There are different things that come in our life. So we need to be prepared for the battle. We need to make preparation. And so in being prepared for the battle, we need to understand that the Bible is for today. This is not some ancient manuscript that is out of touch. This Bible is as up to date. It is more accurate. It is more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. For one thing, you're not going to find fake news in the Bible. That does not exist. God does not put out false information. And so we need to prepare ourselves for the spiritual battle that will come to all of us in 2018. And so we need to rely upon the Bible. Why? Because the Bible is our foundation. It is the foundation. It is our hope as we live our spiritual life. So we need to be prepared by knowing our Bible. It not only is our foundation, it is our strength. It is our strength. It is those scriptures that we have taken the time to memorize that the Holy Spirit will bring to our attention when we go through a particular trial. But we have to understand the Holy Spirit can only bring back to us what we have allowed to come into our spiritual lives. So that is the importance of memorizing the Word of God, knowing the Word of God. And we here at Berean Baptist Church believe in teaching and preaching the Word of God. We have Sunday school classes for all ages so that we can teach the Word of God. We have a worship service so that we can preach the Word of God. We have a Sunday night service so that we can teach and preach the Word of God. We have a Wednesday night service so that we can teach and preach the Word of God. By the way, on Wednesday nights, I have started a brand new study on the promises of the Word of God. There are several thousand promises in the Word of God. Do you know what they are? Do you know where to find them? Well, that's the purpose of our study on Wednesday night. We want to give you tools. We want to give you the Word of God so that you can be prepared for the onslaught that will come in 2018. Not only is it our foundation, not only is it our strength, it is our source of success. That is why God is speaking to Joshua here in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. He is telling him how he can have good spiritual success. And I believe that God Almighty wants His children to have spiritual success. Well, the Bible is for today. It is for our training, and we need to know that, and we need to understand it. Next, we need to know our enemy. We need to know our enemy. Go with me, if you would please, to the New Testament, to the book of Ephesians this morning, and these glasses don't want to stay on my face. Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to begin to read in verse number 12. Notice the practical information that the Apostle Paul gives to the church at Ephesus. He says in verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We do not fight this spiritual battle in the flesh. That will not work. You can be Mr. Atlas. You can have every muscle developed. That will not help you when it comes to spiritual battle. And by the way, the spiritual battle will come to you in 2018, and you need to be prepared for it. So we need to listen to what Paul says, verse number 13. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand," look at the first two words of verse 14, "stand therefore." Stand therefore. So we need to have to understand that if we're going to win the spiritual battle in 2018, we are going to have to stand. We are going to have to take a stand for Almighty God, standing upon the Word of God. This is how we are going to win this particular battle, this spiritual battle. But I want you to help you to know that you don't do it by yourself. You have the sword of the Spirit. It is right here. This is the greatest weapon that has ever been developed, the Word of God. It is our sword that we might wield when Satan comes and he attacks and he tries to hurt us. We need to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Not only that, we also need to be aware. To be aware. Go to 1 Peter this morning, if you would please, chapter number 5. The book of 1 Peter this morning, chapter number 5, verse number 8. Notice what Peter writes for our encouragement concerning this idea. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is going to attempt to devour you in 2018. You must be prepared. You must understand the attack is coming. You must be ready. You must be prepared. And you do it with the Word of God. Also, we need to overcome all obstacles. Overcome all obstacles. Because understand, as soon as you get around one or over one obstacle, there is going to be another. Satan is not going to give up. He is not going to leave you alone. He is going to come back with a different attack, a different spiritual attack, from a different way, from a different method. But his job is to defeat you. His job is to wear you down. And so you need to overcome all obstacles. Notice what Samuel recorded for us in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 47 concerning God's man by the name of David. It's a familiar story. You know that David is about to slay Goliath. You know how that they've come up with the idea that, if your greatest might can defeat our greatest might, then, you know, we'll serve you or vice versa. And David comes out and he says, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Notice what he says to the Philistine. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And as he said those words, there were Israelites that were standing around saying, David, shut up. What are you talking about? What are you saying? David, go back and tend your few little sheep and mind your own business. But not David. He said, who is this Philistine that he should defy the living God? And we have to understand that there comes a time to stand. And when the attacks of Satan comes, you don't wilt, you don't run away. You stand and you face those with the sword of the Spirit. You stand and you face those because God is going to help you. And never forget, the battle is the Lord's. It is not yours. It is the Lord's. And he wants to prove himself to you. But before he can do that, you are going to have to take a spiritual stand. You are going to have to stand up and say, no more. I will not take this anymore. I'm done with this. When Satan comes into your home and causes disruption, when Satan brings alcohol into your home, it's time to stand up and say, no more. When Satan brings drugs into your home, it's time to stand up and say, no more. Not in this household. I'm standing for God. I'm standing for the things of God. Face the enemy head on. We have to be prepared. We have to be ready. And so we have to overcome all obstacles. And then, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Dr. Jack Hiles, when they would start every school year with their college, he would preach a message to the freshman class. And he would give them this advice: don't quit. Don't quit. He would tell them, he would instruct them, there are two words that you need to cut out of your dictionary. First word is quit. Cut it out. Take it out of there. The next word is can't. Because you see, the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And then he went on to say they're easy to find because they both start with a K. Don't give up in 2018. Don't quit in 2018. Don't say, I can't. When the Spirit of God moves in your heart to do something, do not say, I can't. I cannot do that. That should not be part of our vocabulary. We need to step up and say, by God's grace, I can. And by God's grace, I will. We need to be prepared for the battle, for the onslaught that will come in 2018. Because for sure it will come. So be prepared. Be ready. Have your Word of God. Have your Scriptures memorized. Know the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Get to God's services in 2018. Be in Sunday school. Be in the worship service. Be in the Sunday night service. Be in the Wednesday night service. Have a time of personal devotion in your life. Overcome by the Word of God. Be prepared for the battle. Now I want to talk to you about something else in dealing with preparation. Not only should we be prepared for the battle, be prepared for victory. Be prepared for victory. Let me help you to understand something. God will never allow you to go through something that He does not intend for you to overcome, whatever that is in your life. He wants you to come out of that victorious. He does not want you to fail. Understand that today. Whatever it is that God allows into your life, for different people, it's different things. You know the story of Job. You're familiar with it. You know how that in one 24-hour period, he lost everything. Everything. But yet, he praised the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Is that you this morning? Is that me? If we go home after we leave this place this morning to a home that is burned to the ground, is God still God? Is He? I hope so. Don't give up. Don't quit. Prepare for victory. 1 John, the apostle, writes this for us. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Let me ask you a question. How many of you believe God? That's most of you. Thank the Lord. Some of you are waning. Let's read it again. If you believe God, this verse is for you. For whatsoever is born of God. Are you born of God this morning? Have you had that experience in your life of regeneration? Have you been born again of the Spirit of God? Are you a brand new creature in Christ? Have you received Him into your heart and asked Him to forgive you of your sins? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. I want you to prepare for victory this year in 2018. In that preparation to have victory, you're going to have to exercise faith. You cannot ever get away from that. We are to walk by faith. That is what the Scripture tells us. We are saved by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Anything that we do in sight is not pleasing to God. God wants us to walk by faith. Who is he, verse number 5, that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? If you believe this morning in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you've invited him into your heart, you've asked him to take you to heaven when you die, you are trusting him for salvation, then you need to walk by faith. So God wants us to prepare for victory in 2018. Determine in your heart that you are going to walk by faith. I think most of you know that the end of next month will mark our mission commitment for 2018. Brand new commitment. This past calendar year, 227,000 plus in mission giving in this ministry. You say, how can that be topped? By faith. The same way it's always been done. By faith. We have seen that grow incredibly through people who trust God by faith. Well, if we trusted God by faith in 2015 and 2016 and 2017, how can 2018 be any different? We're going to have to walk by faith. Also, in our preparation for victory, we're going to have to trust. Go with me, if you would please, to the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, if you would please, chapter 7 and verse number 1. The book of Psalms, chapter 7, and verse number 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Now, we already discussed the fact that Satan's going to come after us, right? How are we going to get past that? First of all, by faith. Secondly, by trusting the Lord. I promise you this, if all you ever do, Christian, is to trust your own resources, you are missing out on God's best for you. If all you ever do is to trust your resources, what you can do, what you can accomplish, you are limiting yourself. You are cheating yourself of many, many, many blessings. We need to walk by faith. We need to trust the Lord. We need to trust God in 2018. Trust him to provide. Trust him to give us strength and hope. Trust him because our blessings come from God Almighty. The next thing that I want us to look at in our preparation for victory is to be obedient. To be obedient in 2018. Go back, if you would please, to the book of Joshua, this time to chapter number 5. And I'm going to begin to read in verse number 2 of the 5th chapter. If you're going to have victory in 2018, you are going to have to be obedient to Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in the 5th chapter, verse number 2. And at that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now why did they die? Why did these men die in the wilderness? They died because they would not be obedient to the Lord. So they did not get to inherit the promised land because they were disobedient. Now let's go on. It goes on to say, now all the, verse number 5, Let's look at verse number 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. See what I told you? You see what disobedience can cost? Disobedience in the life of the believer can cause us an early death. It can cause us to miss out on blessings that God has for us right now in this world. Let's read it again. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. You remember the 12 spies that were sent out? 10 came back with an evil report and said, oh man, part of it was good. They said, oh, this land is something else. I mean, we've never seen anything like this land. I mean, it's incredible what's over there. But, have you ever said that in your Christian life? I know the Lord would want me to teach a Sunday school class, but I know the Lord would want me to be supportive of the ministry, but I know the Lord would want me to be faithful to God's house, but they butted themselves out of blessing because they were disobedient to the Lord. Verse 7, and their children whom he raised up in their stead, that's God, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. See, here's another indication of their disobedience. Not only did they fail to go to do what God told them to do, they failed in their preparation of victory. They did not do what God had commanded them to do when they left Egypt. God gave Israel the command that every male child was to be circumcised. Now let me help you to understand something this morning. No Jew was ever saved because of circumcision. That's not what circumcision was for. Circumcision was all about identity. It identified the children of Israel as God's chosen people. Circumcision was to the Jew what scriptural baptism is to the New Testament believer. And I believe that there are people in this room this morning, you're saved, you're born again of the Spirit of God, you're going to heaven, but you have never submitted to scriptural baptism. Let me help you to understand something. God is not going to let you move forward because you haven't taken that first step, that answer of good conscience toward Almighty God, and you are cutting your nose off to spite your face. If you are a child of God, if you are born again of the Spirit of God, and you have never been scripturally baptized, you need to get to the altar this morning. You need to get that straight, because you're not going to have spiritual victory in your life until you do. You are being disobedient to the Father. It's His idea, not mine. God came up with that plan. And it is, by the way, a command, not a suggestion. The children of Israel failed to circumcise those boys that were born during that 40 years. And God says, after he brought them across the Jordan, he says, you're not going a step further. You're not going to have any more victory until you meet my demands. Wow. It's getting quiet in here. Obedience. What are you being disobedient about in your Christian life today, this morning? Why is God going to give you any more spiritual insight or any more victory in your life when you are not doing what you already know is right to do? To him that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So why would God give you any more victory in your life? The Christian walk, if you're going to have victory, it's going to have to come as a result of faith. It's going to have to come as a result of trust. It's going to have to come as a result of obedience. These are not suggestions. Verse number 10. We'll go down to verse number 13. Oh, no, let's read verse number 9 because we didn't read that. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day, not yesterday, not tomorrow, this day. The Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Do you understand that disobedience to Almighty God is a reproach to Him? And God says to Joshua, because they were obedient, He says, that reproach has been removed. Wherefore the name of this place shall be called Gilgal unto this day. Go on down to verse number 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him, and he said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Joshua and the children of Israel have met God's command. So here they come to the next step. Here they come to the next obstacle. There's a man. He's got a sword. And Joshua is interested. Buddy, are you for us or are you against us? Notice the response. Verse 14. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. My friend, this is Jehovah God. This is Jesus Christ showing himself as the captain of the host. Notice what he says. Joshua fell down on his face to the earth, and he did worship, and he said unto him, what saith my Lord? Notice what he called him, unto his servant. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. This is not an angel. No angel is holy. Only God is holy. Angels are servants. Other places in the scripture where men fell down, like in the book of Revelation, where John just couldn't handle it anymore and he just fell to his knees before the angel. And he started to worship, and the angel tapped him on the shoulder and said, get up. You don't worship me. You worship God. You worship God. This is not an angel. This is the captain of the host. But let me tell you something. The captain of the host isn't going to show up unless you are obedient. We need to get with the program in 2018. We need to walk by faith. We need to trust the Lord. And we need to be obedient to the scripture. What does the Word of God say? Not what somebody thinks. Not what some cute little cliche, no matter how long it's been around. I'm talking about the Word of God. What does God say? In order to know what God says, you're going to have to get in His Word. There's one last thing, and this is the most important. This is the most important. If you don't get anything else out of this message, get this. In 2018, if you're going to be prepared, you are going to have to prepare for eternity. Prepare for eternity. Now, I've saved this for last. Because there's people in this room this morning that are lost. You've never given your heart to Jesus. You've never turned to Him in simple childlike faith, admitted your sinful condition, and invited Him to come into your heart. And I care who you are, how old you are, it makes no difference. There is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the one who died for you. He is the one who died in your place. No church ever did that. No act of faith ever did that, whether it be communion or the Lord's Supper, whether it be baptism. Those things cannot save you. Grandpa can't save you. Grandma can't save you. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can save you. You must come to Him in simple childlike faith. It is the greatest preparation. I'm glad that this coming year will be coming up 53 years since I made my preparation for heaven. And I invited Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Now, as a member of the church, I was a lost member of the church. Because I'd gone to the altar one time, went through the motions, because my mother took me. She was trying to be helpful, but my mom couldn't save me. But Jesus could. And I came to the realization that if I died in my condition, I would be in hell. Folks, the greatest preparation is to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. Ask Him to be your Savior and forgive you of your sins. Have you made your reservation? We talked a little bit about that last week, making our reservation. How do we know for sure that we have a reservation? If we have placed our trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, invited Him to come into our heart, forgive us of our sins, and save our soul, we have a reservation in heaven. It is sound, it is sure. And lastly, if you're lost this morning, do not delay. Do not put it off. The devil will sit on your shoulder and say, do it next week. Do it next week. Well, isn't that what he said many times? Is the devil really the one you want to listen to? Friend, if the Holy Spirit is wooing you to Christ, you need to respond. Because my Bible says that God's Spirit will not always strive with men. And you have to understand that. The invitation, you don't get saved because you want to. You get saved because Jesus invited you through the Holy Spirit and you answered the call. You accepted. You don't choose your day of salvation. God does. So I encourage you this morning, if you don't know Him, do not put it off another day. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know what this afternoon will bring. Folks, we have had folks in the morning service that before the evening service, they left this world. It won't work. There we go. It's kind of like that those lighters, you know, that sometimes don't work. That's my friend Arthur. You know him well? Oh, friend. Do not put off salvation. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. You don't have a promise of anything other than the fact that if you don't accept Christ, you're taking the chance of spending eternity in a burning hell that is forever and forever and forever and forever. Somebody said, I don't believe in hell. Okay, someday you will. Someday you will. But you don't have to go, you don't have to be there. Through faith, you can come to Christ, invite Him to come into your heart. This might be your last opportunity. Father, help us today If there's anyone within the sound of my voice that is not saved, oh God, please draw them through the Holy Spirit. Help them not to reject. Help them to invite Jesus into their heart by forgiveness of sins, asking Jesus to take their sin, accepting the price that was paid, and in just simple childlike faith, invite Jesus into their heart. Lord, for Christians, some are not obedient through different means. They may be neglecting baptism, spiritual or scriptural baptism. They might know that they need to do something, but yet they're not doing it. Help them to surrender today and to do what's right. There might be some today who are in denial that Satan is after them. Oh God, help them to be prepared. Help them to be ready for the onslaught that will come in 2018. Help us, Father. Please have your will and way in this invitation as we stand together with heads bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking around. And as the Holy Spirit deals with hearts, each and every heart separately this morning, about whatever your need might be, Father, help them to step out of that aisle, come to this altar and invite Jesus into their heart if that's what's needed, or surrender to do what is needful. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.